And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all the North Alabama. Man, solid conservative, just plain right. I'm talking about south of Birmingham, north of Huntsville. We got Tuscaloosa over to Gadsden, and little portions of Tennessee, Mississippi, and Georgia thrown in just for good measure. Text strings are fun. If you want to text in, I'll throw it out. Boomer's laughing because every time I say that, like five more just pop in that we hadn't seen before. But yeah. You can text us now while we're on the air. You can call us at 833-68-RIGHT. That's our phone number, 833-68-RIGHT. But through the wonders of technology, the Boomer has now set it up to where you can also text that number, 833-68-RIGHT. Just text the word right side your first time. That's one word, right side. And then it'll ask you, you know, get what name and where you're from.
Yeah. And yeah. You know what? They probably should save it in their phone because, you know, you're gonna want to text the show all the time. So,
so you're saying right side should be at everybody's speed dial.
Speed dial.
I'm liking it. All right. But I did just see, by the way, Jeff from Indiana is now texting us too. I see you on there, Jeff. Jeff from Indiana, he heard us talk about Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? And he said, those sirens done turned Pete into a horny toad. And I texted back and I said, I don't like fop. I'm a Dapper Dan man. And he says, now, I just want to know if you're bona fide. Oh, my gosh.
It's going to be way too fun.
Oh, man. All right. Hey, listen, I'm switching gears, all right? We're going to start the next round of the Triple Dipper. It'll probably take us up to the top of the next hour. Guns and money. Guns and money. Two things I like both of them. Guns and money.
Absolutely.
Boomer's in agreement. Except, Boomer, when guns, representing your Second Amendment rights, they are leveraging money against the gun manufacturers to try and prevent you from having a Second Amendment.
Oh, so that's what you're going to talk about today, not just money and
guns. It ain't all fun, bro. I'm going to have to go ahead and crack the whip here a bit and get back into some stuff that's going to be irritating.
I'm ready.
All right, brace yourself. We're sitting here in a gun-friendly studio right now. All right. At any given time, there may be multiple firearms readily at hand, but I'm just saying this. Here I am, you know, as a former Army Ranger, a combat veteran, and just a gun guy in general. Boomer's a gun guy himself. This is about as Second Amendment friendly a show as you can find. It is irritating to me when every attempt to front on curtail our Second Amendment rights, the right to bear arms, when they know they can't get anywhere with it, so what do? It's backdoor attempts. And the backdoor attempts right now usually involve money or regulation. Money or regulation. Sometimes both. Well, Smith & Wesson has about had it. So story, I read this on the air once before, but I'm going to touch base on it again. It's exactly, well, almost 30 days ago, August 16th, pulled this one off of Fox Business. Smith & Wesson fires back at politicians demonizing gun makers and the Second Amendment. Smith & Wesson took to Twitter to hit back at politicians and the media for suggesting that the gun manufacturer, Smith & Wesson, and not the policies they support were responsible, policies that politicians support were responsible for rising crime rates nationwide. The company said politicians and the media have, quote, vilified and undermined law enforcement, supported prosecutors with policies that some label soft on crime, have generally promoted a culture of lawlessness, and yet have the audacity to blame Smith & Wesson and firearm manufacturers for the crime wave that has predictably resulted from these destructive policies. You go, Smith & Wesson. Exactly. The company argued that cities with soft on crime policies and the strictest gun laws are the same ones suffering from the violence. And it's a point well made. Quote, rather than confront the failure of their policies, certain politicians have sought more laws restricting the Second Amendment rights of law-abiding citizens while simultaneously continuing to undermine our institutions of law and order. And this statement was issued after CEOs from several major gun manufacturers had to appear before the House Oversight Committee last month to discuss whether they bear any responsibility for the mass shootings. So let me get this straight. If there's a mass pileup on a road, I don't think you're going to see the auto manufacturers being called in to testify before Congress. If there's an airline crash that results from human error on the ground, like an air traffic controller did something wrong, Nothing to do with the airplane. You're not going to see the airline industry shut down. You're not going to see folks divesting themselves of their airline investments. If you have, what's another one? Pick one. You own a chain of hotels, and somebody got bed bugs in your hotel. You're not going to see them testify before Congress. No. Here's the bottom line. I have never seen a gun of its own volition make its way into a crime scene and commit the crime. It's always a bad person who commits the crime. A criminal commits crimes. Now, they're going to say, yeah, but the criminals got access to firearms because they're so easily accessed in the United States. Well, what you deny over and over again is the fact that there are millions and millions and millions more law-abiding citizen gun owners who don't commit crimes, who go hunting, who have them for home protection, who participate in shooting sports or just like to collect firearms, who don't do anything wrong. Or for that matter, how about the ones that actually stop crimes? Well, they're attacking the industry. And so I'm going to spend some time here over the next few minutes talking about the attacks on the industry, not the least of which is what just happened in the last few days. Literally, this is like fresh off the press. What just happened in the last few days where they might even mandate that your credit card company report to the authorities when you have purchased a firearm. How about that? How about that for guns and money? Yeah, this is getting real. This is way into your private space. Who reported whether you got that vaccination? Oh, by the way, we want to know if you bought a gun. And what else do they want? I have birthmarks on different parts of my... You want to see them? Anyway, we'll talk about it when we get back. But this is legit. They're trying to run the industry into the ground because they know they can't get to our Second Amendment rights. So they go to the people that do the manufacturing of what our rights make use of in an effort to undermine it from the back door. Guns and money. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama, solid conservative, just plain right. I'm in number two of the Triple Dipper. We'll be here for a little bit, but before we go too much further, I got to just pause and tell you, if you have been hearing me talk about my friends at Riley and Jackson, so you know, by the way, I mentioned earlier that I'm a veteran myself. I'm very keen on issues related to veterans. I took real solid issue earlier with the whole thing about the Sergeant Major of the Army recommending food stamps as an option to his troops. All that to say, when I started hearing about all this Camp Lejeune Marine Base water contamination things, I see it on TV, it's on the radio, it's all over the place. I'm like, what in the world's going on, Camp Lejeune? So anyway, I checked it out. My friends Riley and Jackson Law Firm, at Riley and Jackson Law Firm, I've known these folks for a while. I do work with them, and they're good, solid people. They got five lawyers right now working on this Camp Lejeune thing. So here's the deal. They laid it out for me. They showed me all the facts, the figures. There's like 19 illnesses that have been attributed to the water contamination at Camp Lejeune. If you were there, here's this is huge. If you were there from 1953 to 87 at any given time, 1953 to 1987, as a military service member, as a dependent, as somebody on TDY, as somebody there just for training, as somebody on a permanent duty station, doesn't matter. 1953 to 1987 at Camp Lejeune, North Carolina. Then you need to call Riley and Jackson and talk to them. Just find out whether you qualify for a claim. If you've got some illnesses in your life that are unexplained otherwise, it may very well be that it becomes a prima facie case, they call it in legal parlance, that you have some water contamination complications. Here's their phone number, Riley and Jackson. They're a statewide law firm, 205-879-5000. That's 205-879-5000. It won't cost you anything to talk to them. They'll tell you whether they think you have a claim, and they only get paid if they find you something in the midst. All right, 205-879-5000. All right, here's where I get to do the big disclaimer. You ready? See how fast I can read it. No representation made. The quality of legal service performed is greater than the quality of legal service performed by other lawyers. Bam. All right. There you go. Yeah, tell them you heard about it on the Right Side Radio, too. I got some callers on the line. Boom Air. Okay, I'll tell you what. In the order they came in, I guess line one. Yeah, oh, is that Jeff? Jeff from Indiana. Hey, Jeff, how you doing, man? We were just texting a minute ago.
Yeah, that's wonderful, ain't it, Bill?
Yeah, I got Jeff coming at me from different angles, man. I'm in a Jeff crossfire.
Yeah, we just need to run Biden out on a rail now, right?
I like it. I like it. What you got, man? I see credit cards. What you talk about?
Yeah, don't buy a gun with a credit card. And yep. If you're going to do something like that, get you a prepaid credit card, and then you're anonymous.
Yeah, or pay in cash or write a check. Yeah.
Exactly.
I'm about to get into that. That broke in the last few days. That was a big piece. You're jumping ahead of my triple dipper, bud.
Oh man. But the thing about it is though, Phil, they're not only using it for guns. I mean, when the Capitol riots happened or whatever, you know, Bank of America, which I don't deal with anymore, they pretty much narked on everybody that was in any vicinity of the Capitol, whether they was had anything to do with anything or not.
Really? What, they got hold of their expenditures from Bank of America to see who all been there?
If you used your credit card, yeah, don't you remember that they there was a big article on there. A lot of people went away from Bank of America whenever this happened. Because,
I did not see that. Wow.
Yeah, check up on that.
I will. Yeah. Hey, Jeff, I got another caller. Let me run grab it real quick. But you were spot on, man. The whole credit card thing, that's where I'm headed next. I'll be on it in just a minute. All right, bud. Line two, Sparky from Harvest. Sparky, how you doing, man?
Hey, Phil and Boomer. Your discussion of politician guns and money reminded me of a Warren Zevon song from the 1970s called Lawyers, Guns, and Money. And if you give that a listen to it, it'll hearken to certain things we're laughing about right now. But I've got a theory. I believe that the far-left socialists soft on crime, maneuvers to geld the police and to let prisoners out of jail is not just pandering to different categories of people they hope will vote for them someday. That is apparent because the Democrats are just unbelievable panderers for votes so that they can gain and maintain more power. But I think they want mayhem in the streets because they know the more criminals there are in the streets, the more gun crime there's going to be. The more gun crime there's going to be, in their little pea brains, more logic for complete government control and disarmament of the population. And once they've got that, they'll never, ever let go of power. And I think that's part of they play the long game sometimes, even though they talk intellectually dishonest nonsense and utterly dishonest nonsense in the short term. But I think the long game is gun confiscation because of massive gun crimes, because they've let so many prisoners out of jail.
Yeah, I don't disagree. There's whole aspects of what's happening right now that I think a lot of the far left progressives, they can't see past the hand in their face. Like, it's just, you know, it's a screamer moment. They got to have a screamer moment. But truth be told, I think there is an insidious background that is doing the long game like you're talking about. That's the George Soros side of things that I think truly is working the long game to try and undermine our entire culture.
Well, and they don't care. They don't care about the people who become victims in crimes in the big urban centers. They truly don't, any more than they don't care about all those immigrants who are suffering disease and rape and murder out in the deserts from the coyotes. They don't care. They've got a long game they're playing. They're pandering for their votes when they make them all citizens someday, and they just don't care how many Americans die in the process. And it's repulsive, and it's anger making to me.
Yeah, absolutely, Sparky. Thank you, man. Appreciate you as always. You have a great day, bud. All right, let me move forward. You want to call in or text in? Oh, man, the texts are still just dropping in. Okay, yeah, the number is 833-687-4448. Text the word right side. It'll get you in the system. 833-68-RIGHT is also how you call us. So here's the thing. They're trying to let me I'm going to jump ahead. Let me move some of my stack aside here and go straight to what they're trying to do. You've heard me talk about ESG scores on this show. ESG scores, environmental, social, and governance. It's the new woke way of deciding whether a business is truly a good business. Has nothing to do with profitability. Got nothing to do with whether that business built the better mousetrap or provides the best service. No. It's about whether they are into green energy policies and whether they properly support the Biden administration's push for LGBTQ, equity and diversity and inclusion, or whether or not they are into establishing big government policies, that go against things like voter integrity. Anyway, here's the deal. Where they're coming out with the gun companies now on this ESG score is there are funds now, major investment funds that are divesting themselves of firearms manufacturers, which basically means the stock plummets because no one wants to buy it. And so when you bring down stock, you also bring investors who then care about stock value, because that's still a thing, even though ESG scores don't care about value. They care about, social justice, which is not the role of the boardroom, by the way. If people want to invest in social justice, they can go find a great charity and give a donation to it. But usually when you invest in a 401k or some other form of portfolio management, then you're asking for something to bring profit, like a return on your investment. Well, here's the deal. ESG scores are now driving the train on part of this. It says a number of investment institutions, this is, by the way, a story off of, what is this? USSIF, I can't remember what website this is, .org. What ESG-conscious investors can do about guns. A number of investment institutions, particularly state and municipal funds, curtailed their gun-related investments in the wake of the Newtown shooting. Institutional investor policies that restrict or exclude weapons-related investments applied to more than $1.5 trillion in assets. Oh, my gosh. So here's the deal. It says if you have this is a very liberal article, by the way, going on to say, if you've got a 401k, if you invest in index funds based on like just the S&P or the Russell Midcap or small-cap indices, you may be surprised to find out firearms are in the mix. Oh, okay. So, if I'm concerned because suddenly I'm looking at a portfolio and recognize that, Remington or Smith & Wesson or Sturm Ruger or Marlin, which is that's a subsidiary, but then, or what about some of the manufacturers of the major gun parts, first of all, most people that invest in a portfolio want a profitable portfolio. Oh, you might want to divest yourself if there's guns in there. Well, anyway, that's one of the ways they're going after them. But here's how they're making headway most recently. I'll tell you what, let me do that. I'm going to take this caller, and then I will probably have to take a break. I don't know if we're going to get done with all this for Boomer. It may have to come again after Boomer and the Birdman.
It may have to. We may have to.
Important business. Important business, Boomer. I may have to go longer. Let me grab the phone real quick before I run out of time for the break. Is that Joe from Decatur? Hey, Joe, Phil Williams, how are you?
Hey, Senator, how you?
I'm good, sir. How you doing today?
Absolutely marvelous. Hey, I'm waiting for somebody to talk about the, not the elephant in the room, actually. I would say it's more like a herd of elephants. I think what the Democratic, not necessarily the Democratic Party per se, but liberals in general, I think what they did is they looked at Fidel Castro and of course, Nicolas Maduro, and saw how, now Maduro, actually, he was voted into power. He actually passed a law through Congress or whatever their term's called, and got gun registration passed as a law. And yeah. Then, of course, as soon as they find out where the guns are, they went and picked them up. And I think that's what they're trying to do here. Because here's the deal. You go out, you gather all these guns from all the law-abiding citizens, and the only thing that are left are criminals. Well, once you initiated the communist state, you can just put together SWAT teams and go out and just kill the criminals. Well, and turn around the best citizens and say, hey, you're next if you don't behave.
Well, you know, and you ever see the movie, the classic movie Red Dawn, Joe?
Yeah.
Okay. I'd have to question your manhood if you hadn't seen it. But anyway, you saw Red Dawn. Yeah. I remember when they took over the small Colorado town where the Wolverines were from. One of the first things that happened was the I think it was a Cuban guy said, "Go down to the sporting goods shop, pull the sales records, get the sales of all the guns, and go to those houses and confiscate them." That's exactly what they were doing.
Yep.
They were looking for the list. Yeah. Joe, you're right, man. Great call. And by the way, it's a herd of elephants. You are correct. Got to run to a break, Joe. Yeah. Thanks for calling in, man. Hey, listen, I got more on this, but when we come back, I swear I'm going to have to go ahead and skip through the stack of stuff I've got. I've got to tell you what's happening with the credit card companies. I've got a series of successive stories, that literally over the course of 90 days, apparently the credit card companies went from supporting no infringement of our Second Amendment rights to suddenly they're like, okay, we'll do it. Yeah, that's concerning. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. And we are back, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama, solid conservative, just plain right, making it cool to be a conservative. All right, hey, listen, I got a series of stories here. This is what kind of prompted me to do this section on guns and money. I was actually even, you know, kind of going back and forth with a guy on social media the day who works for a major manufacturer, just kind of comparing notes on some of this stuff. It's amazing to me what the backdoor ways that they will try to curtail our Second Amendment rights. So here's the deal. Story from BuzzFeed. Oh, Phil, did you go to BuzzFeed? Yes, and I might need a shower when the show's over. But I did. I went to BuzzFeed. Extremely liberal article. It's shame and doxing. It's all about, you know, hey, you know, this is the liberal view. Live with it. I mean, when they start quoting George Gascon, the liberal DA of Los Angeles County, as an authority on something, you got to know I've got a liberal article. But anyway, here's the deal. In June of this year, June 17th, BuzzFeed, storyline, MasterCard and Visa say it's totally fine to let people buy ghost guns with their credit cards. Ah, MasterCard and Visa, it's totally fine. They can go buy ghost guns with their credit cards. Well, here's the deal. A chorus of prosecutors, it says, gun legislation advocates, law enforcement officials, and corporate shareholders, okay, are calling on global credit card giants Visa and MasterCard to stop facilitating payments for ghost guns. Remember, ghost guns is the made-up term. Ghost guns means maybe you bought a slide and you fitted it to an existing hand grip that you had or lower receiver. You know, you bought parts and you built your own. Cool. But it's not serial numbered. There's no registration that says, here's the gun that was purchased. You didn't have to go through a background check. It's a ghost gun. Anyway, Visa and MasterCard, stop facilitating payments for ghost guns or untraceable, easy-to-assemble firearm kits, as they're most commonly known, often sold over the internet. It says Visa and MasterCard, which processes 75% of all credit card transactions in the U.S., have so far refused to do so. MasterCard's board unanimously recommended that shareholders vote against a new proposal that calls on the company to take such action. Well, good for you, shareholders. This is June. Well, in February of this year, apparently, George Gascon, the district attorney of Los Angeles County, you know the one they just tried to recall? That guy. The one who lets criminals out of jail? That guy. The one who's responsible for more murders than Charles Manson? That guy. Anyway, he asked Visa, MasterCard, and American Express to stop processing online purchases of ghost guns. Okay, whatever. MasterCard officials said in a call with the district attorneys from different areas like Bronx and the Bronx and Santa Barbara and all that, they said they weren't going to shut this thing off unless there was clear evidence of illegal activity. Hello. In fact, one of the DAs said, I was hoping they want to be leaders in this and take the lead, even though it's not illegal. So what they want them to do is say, hey, you who signed up for the card, you, the person who we have a contract with in a sense, you who have a right to buy things that are legal to purchase, yeah, we don't like it, so we're not going to let you do it. That's a breach of contract. What? Anyway, fast forward, September 2nd, last week, Visa, MasterCard, and American Express are now urged to track gun sales overall to fight crime. Visa, MasterCard, and American Express should begin tracking guns, this is Wall Street Journal, and flagging suspicious purchases to law enforcement, similar to how financial institutions look out for money laundering. MasterCard's reviewing how the proposal could be implemented and managed. Okay, we went from ain't going to do it on ghost guns to now we're going to do it on all guns, maybe. They're already required to flag suspicious behavior, it says. The two officials are officials that are pushing for a technical change in what's called a standardized four-digit code that credit card companies use to identify merchants. It's called a merchant category code. Right now, apparently, the sales of firearms fall into sporting goods. They want to make a separate category just for gun stores so they can facilitate the quote-unquote flagging of suspicious patterns of transactions. What does that sound like? That sounds like gun lists. What are they going to do with these gun lists? They're going to turn them over to the authorities. Guess what happened? A week after that, September 10th, story on Bloomberg. Credit card companies Visa, MasterCard, and American Express will take steps to implement a new merchant code that could improve the tracking of firearm purchases. Anything you see that says tracking of firearm purchases should cause a red flag to fly in your Second Amendment mind. The moves by the U.S. credit card companies come a day after the International Organization for Standardization approved a new merchant category code for gun and ammunition stores to use when processing transactions. The approval follows a campaign by the Amalgamated Bank, New York City and state officials, and the California Teachers Pension Funds. So Amalgamated, by the way, is extremely liberal. And now the IOS, the International Organization for Standardization, is approving a new merchant category code, and these credit card companies are going to begin checking to see whether that four-digit code shows up as a gun purchase. And then, how many gun purchases? And then, did you go to more than one store? Oh, no. What'd you do with it? Well, I just got news. This is called gun tracking. This is the lists that we were talking about with our caller a little while ago. This is wrong. This is how they backdoor your Second Amendment. I may do more on this after Boomer and the Birdman, but right now we got to take a break. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. We're dipping over into the a little bit longer on this Boomer the Birdman segment. So before I do that, I got to go ahead and just do this. You may be thinking to yourself, what am I doing for dinner? What are you doing for dinner? Well, I want to suggest to you that if you are anywhere near Hughes Road in Madison or South Parkway in Huntsville, that one of your options high on your list should be Just Love Coffee Cafe. But Phil, it's coffee. No. It's Just Love Coffee Cafe, yes, but cafe is a big part of it. They got great food. So yeah, you could stop there any time of day on the way in the morning, take a break during the day, get that afternoon pick-me-up, have a cup of steaming cup of black coffee, grind the beans fresh, good stuff, or get the treat coffees like Charlene calls them, cappuccinos, espressos, lattes. But then mealtime, they've got an incredible menu too. They got great sandwiches, wraps, salads. You can do breakfast for dinner if you want to. Things like the womlet. Oh, a thick old huge omelet filled with all kinds of stuff that they cook in a waffle iron. Listen, I'm just telling you. Just Love Coffee Cafe. I've been to both locations in that listening area. I love them both. you ought to check them out. Hughes Road in Madison, out towards City Hall. South Parkway down there near Whole Foods. I'm just telling you, Just Love Coffee Cafe is way more than coffee. Great food, too. Great atmosphere. Great folks that run it. Check it out. Just Love Coffee Cafe. All right. Tell them you heard it on Rateside Radio, by the way. All right, Boomer, I'm starting with you. Since we lapped over here, it's too much fun to do the – we got to do the triple dippers. We got to make the triple dippers, the stupidest story of the week.
Yeah, of course.
Before I go back to the triple dipper. So what's your stupidest story of the week?
Stupidest story of the week. Oh, I got actually not the right one pulled up. I mean, Kamala Harris saying border is not secure.
Anything Kamala Harris says has got to be a stupid story, but go
that's
ahead.
That's pretty stupid. a Chinese man was trapped aloft a hydrogen balloon for 2 days. And I'm talking like not one of those giant, you know, I just forgot what they're
like
called.
Like the hot air balloons?
Yeah, not a giant hot air balloon. They use these hydrogen balloons to pick peanuts off of the top of these trees.
What?
And they, yeah, up out there in China. And what they do is they go up in these small little cages, a one-man little cage. He has to stand the whole time. He can't even sit down. And the hydrogen balloon came untethered and it flew away. And his person that was with him jumped down, tried to chase him, and then he just blew off into the wind. And 2 days later, 200 miles away.
Well, I hope he had a bunch of peanuts with him to eat. Wait, peanuts. What was he picking with the...
I got you.
Not peanuts. Those are in the ground, aren't they?
It is. There's a lot of nut.
Layers
it's
to
a
this
type
story.
Of nut.
Okay.
It's a tree nut.
Some kind of a tree nut.
Yeah,
okay.
The funny thing was he had to stand up the whole time for 2 days.
That's a wacky story.
Yeah.
Made wackier by the fact that you couldn't think of what kind of nut it was.
I couldn't think of the nut. I was reading about Kamala Harris a second ago, and then I forgot that.
And
I
all of a sudden, you had
to get
back to your nutty balloon story.
Nutty balloon.
That
story.
Is so. China dude in a little balloon, and they use these balloons to pick nuts out of trees, and he's literally trapped in it and sailed
pine
away.
Pine nuts.
Pine nuts.
Mm-hmm. So pine nuts inside of pine cones.
I'm going to Birdman now. I don't know where this is headed.
I can't top that.
I don't know that you can either. Stupidest story of the week. What do you got, Birdman?
You know, as a testament to where our higher education is going, Harvard has hired Brian Stelter. Do
what?
I need to read the rest of it, or can we just goodness. Leave it there?
That, okay.
So
I'm going to go
actually
ahead
and gets
say,
worse.
Yeah. So Harvard hired him?
Harvard, so, in all seriousness, Harvard actually hired Brian Stelter to work on, quote, threats to democracy, and they released a whole press release about how they are hiring him to reduce a liar's reach, and it's not the same as the censoring of freedom of speech. Freedom of speech is different than freedom of reach, and that they're just throwing buzzwords and... they have officially hired Brian Stelter to be a part of this, I think they call it the Shorstein Center, which is the Media and Democracy Center in Harvard. And yeah, the whole point is that this world-class school is taking a stand in social politics to limit the amount of, I mean, you heard it, quote-unquote threats to democracy.
That's crazy. Not only that, it's Brian Stelter. So
yeah,
I'm not sure which part is crazier, the topic they gave him, or that Harvard's the one who hired him, or that it's Brian Stelter.
Yeah, it's hard to, yeah, this is difficult. It hurts.
You know what would be even better is if Brian Stelter was in a balloon trying to pick pine nuts out of a tree, and he
nope,
sailed over Harvard talking about, all right, good enough. Play the whoop-whoops. Let's take us out of here. Ready to go? Go. All right, Boomer and the Birdman. Love you both. Thank you so much. And Birdman, I'll be calling you later. All right. Wow. That was a hoot. So, and by the way, I will say once again, and now it's 20 minutes to the hour. Can I even get into my triple dipper?
I don't know. I mean, you could probably keep going with this gun and money.
Well, I could because I had plenty of stuff on it. I'll tell you what, I'm going to do that. Yeah. So let me jump back to topic. And by the way, if you want to call in, great time to call, 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. Bunch of you folks are in go-home mode. You're in the car right now. You're driving home. You're listening. We appreciate you. Be careful on the roads. And if you want to call in, 833-68-RIGHT. That's the number. You can also, by the way, not while you're driving, you can text it. You can text that number now. 833-68-RIGHT. Just send the word right side. That's one word, right side, to 833-68-RIGHT. And next thing you know, you're in our system, and you can text me during the show. I've already been answering a bunch of folks. I got Daryl from Huntsville, Goose from Franklin, Tennessee, Jeff from Indiana, Paul from Athens, Danny from Decatur, Lewis from Huntsville, Raven from Russellville, Allie from Athens. They're all texting. So, yeah, you're welcome to text in. Right side to 833-68-RIGHT. Okay, so before we went to Boomer and the Birdman, I was literally in a section that I've been calling, number two in the Triple Dipper today, that I've been calling guns and money. Guns and money. And I want to recap something because I feel like I got kind of pinned in to the commercial time frame at the end of the hour. It's important that you know this. There is a movement right now to try and undermine the Second Amendment by backdooring through the finances and through the usage of credit cards. Finances of the manufacturers and the suppliers, and credit cards of the purchasers. So if you are a supplier right now, if you're a manufacturer of firearms or firearms goods, then right now, you're top enemy number one. When it comes to the ESG scores of the banking institutions, they are looking to make sure that they have not lent too much money, they have not been lending too much money to firearms companies. Truthfully, that's a big deal right now. I talked to a guy this weekend who let me know that at a number of gun shows he's been to, he's seen where smaller lending institutions will set up booths and advertise themselves as being willing to lend to a firearms company. That's unbelievable to me. But then so you got the manufacturers and the parts and the distributors and the ammo suppliers. They're looking around now trying to figure out whether they can get the usual financing that most of corporate America relies upon to be able to expand their operations or update their systems or expand their facilities or hire more people, because that takes capital. And you either A, have investment capital through shareholders purchasing stock, or B, you have lending capital. Unless you've got your own reserves in place, those are your two options. Where they're going after the lending capital, trying to pressure the banks not to lend to these firearms manufacturers or folks in the firearms industry in some way. The other thing they're doing, though, is they're coming at it from the side of the whole ESG score of the portfolios. If you own stock in a firearms company as a part of a larger portfolio, they're telling you now you need to divest. You know, you need to, and then some of the fund managers themselves are divesting, like BlackRock. They're saying, you know what, we will have no firearms within our portfolios, or we will divest of them into larger categories, and you will only find them if you specifically request. So what they're doing now is they're backdooring the capabilities of the manufacturers. They're treating corporate America, who is doing nothing illegal, by the way, they're treating corporate America in the firearms industry like some sort of pariah. Meanwhile, you can have other companies manufacturing all kinds of, you know, opioids or whatever else that are just getting off scot-free. I guess they have better lobbyists. I don't know. But then here's the other thing that happened. Just this week, after a few months of very open pressure, credit card companies have been dragged into the fray. So I had stories a moment ago that I shared before we started Boomer and the Birdman. I had stories a little bit ago that literally state that just in June of this year, I believe it was, credit card companies were being asked to not allow the purchases of so-called ghost guns with your credit cards. You can stop this madness, said George Gascon, the liberal DA from Los Angeles. Well, by the way, why are we taking anything George Gascon says seriously? But nonetheless, the pressure began. Well, then it moved from ghost guns to just firearm purchases in general. I saw one report that says that apparently the guy who shot up the school in Uvalde, Texas, which was horrible, by the way, absolutely, just grotesquely horrible, that he purchased his firearm with a credit card. We need to flag those. You can... Oh, wait a minute. It turns out there's a code in the background. The International Organization for Standardization, the IOS, approves merchant category codes. And right now, as I understand it, the category code under which the purchase for firearms would typically be under general sporting goods. Okay, why is that a problem? Well, because it's a firearm, and we have to segregate it. We have to make a special list. Oh, so what's going to happen now? Bloomberg, as of 2 days ago, reports that credit card firms are now implementing a new code after several months of pressure. Visa, MasterCard, and American Express, who, by the way, had been resisting this kind of thing just a few months ago, will take steps to implement a new merchant code that could improve the tracking of firearm purchases. The moves by the largest U.S. credit card companies come a day after the International Organization for Standardization approved a new merchant category code for guns and ammunition stores to use when processing transactions. The approval follows a campaign by the Amalgamated Bank, New York City and state officials, and the California's Teachers Pension Fund. So following the ISO's decision, it says, to establish a new merchant category code, Visa will now proceed with the next steps while ensuring that we protect all legal commerce on the Visa network. What does that mean? Next steps. Well, you can still buy the firearm, but now we're going to track it. MasterCard said in a statement, it will focus on how the new system will be implemented by merchants and their banks as we continue to support lawful purchases on our network while protecting the privacy and decisions of So what's the point? If you're saying you're going to protect privacy and you're saying you're going to protect the individual decision-making of the cardholders for legal purchases, then why do you have to have a separate code? Well, I'll tell you why. The same thing Jeff from Indiana was talking about a while ago. When they wanted to know who had been hanging out around the Capitol building for any reason at all, even if they were tourists in the distance, at January 6th, what did they do? Bank of America gave them all of the credit card usage in the surrounding area so they could go knock on those doors. If they want to know who purchased firearms, what do? Subpoena the records of Visa, MasterCard, and American Express. And all the ones who have that code next to their purchases are now on a list. Well, we need to do this to track whether there's any unusual purchases. Who tracks? Who decides what's unusual? Well, we need to do this to make sure that there's not anybody, you know, who has been flagged because our red flag laws are going into place. It's purchasing under that code. Red flag laws, that's a whole other story. All I'm saying is this. There is no good reason to do this except to build a list. That's the only reason you would do it. Why have a separate code for guns unless you want the capability of building a gun purchase list? So you know what's going to wind up happening? They're going to wind up being more gun purchases with cash and with checks. There'll be more gun purchases with prepaid credit cards. There'll be more gun purchases with money orders. And you're going to wind up seeing people trying to avoid the credit card because they're worried about the government list, and rightfully so. And then on top of that, then you're going to wind up seeing them coming after. Well, wait a minute now. If people are bypassing the credit card, that means we have to come at it a different way now. And it's going to be an ongoing battle. All right, brother, take us to a break. We'll take that last break of the day. We'll come right back and wrap this sucker up. I'm just telling you, folks, I got one more thing on the attempts to backdoor our Second Amendment rights. It's unreal. I'll tell you about it when we get back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Stay tuned. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. Final moments of the show here. I got to tell you real quick before we go, though, about my friends at ZLA Solutions. If you are looking for a job, which there's still folks out there, and in fact, there's still people that are actually re-engaging the workforce, which is so necessary. But if you're looking for a job, go to their website, ZLAUSA.com. They got great jobs posted all over North Alabama with major, major employer groups. So, if you're looking for a job personally, but if you're also an employer or looking to fill out the ranks of your workforce, then just know that you can go to the same website, ZLAUSA.com, start a relationship with ZLA, and they will do all of the background checks, the drug testing, the recruiting for you. Blue collar, white collar, no collar, don't matter. Hiring a whole shift or just a few, they will take care of it. They're good at what they do, by the way. I know these folks personally. I talked to them this morning, as a matter of fact. ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com. At ZLA, they like to say, ZLA, we don't make it. We make it better. That's their mission in life, is to help you make your job situation or employer group better. Take a look. And tell them you heard about it on the right side. All right, wrapping up the show today, I got to tell you a couple more things. This whole section, Boomer, I'll leave it to you to splice this all into one podcast because we broke it up into segments here. But literally, all of this stuff, I had some great texts a moment ago. Daryl from Huntsville texted in, and with regards to the whole credit card thing that I was talking about them tracking your gun sales, he said, another reason to be against the transition to complete digital currency. I just said, I agree. That came off our new text line. And then the other one that I had was Jimmy from Moulton. He texted in and said, when all the lefties were asked about the gun codes, all they had to say was, bah, like the sheep that they are. So I gave him the big thumbs up on that one. But I will tell you this, there is pushback. All right, there is pushback. Like, for instance, all of these banks that are beginning to discriminate against firearms manufacturers, the Attorney General for Texas sent him a cease and desist letter, and they actually passed a law in Alabama, in Texas. They don't want to do business with those that discriminate against firearm manufacturers because it's Texas. And so, literally, Attorney General Ken Paxton, according to a story here on CBS News, is demanding that they answer the mail, so to speak, about what their discriminatory behavior is based upon and letting them know that in Texas they won't stand for it. But there's a couple things that are happening out there that are also impacting the industry potentially. And I've got one story that I won't be able to get into in great detail. They relate. But have you heard about micro-stamping? Have you heard this, Boomer? Micro-stamping?
No, I haven't.
Can you imagine a micro-stamped serial number smaller than a hair on your head, so small, stamped actually on the firing pin so that when it hits the primer on the bullet, it engraves a micro-stamp so you can tell what firearm it came through from.
Wow.
Yeah, wow. But then change out your firing pin, what happens? Take a little tad of sandpaper to your firing pin, what happens?
It's gone.
Well, they're going to make it illegal to have a non-micro-stamped gun. This is a thing right now going on in New York.
Wow,
it's unreal. I mean, they're going to keep finding these creative ways to curtail the Second Amendment. And the thing is, folks, we have got to continue to take a stand, because if it's the Second Amendment now, it's the First Amendment next. It's the Fourth Amendment due process. It's going to be right on down the line. Tenth Amendment means nothing. I'm just telling you. Don't sit idly by. These things mean something. All right, folks, what a great day. Full day. You guys have an amazing night. Boomer and I are back here again tomorrow at 2. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. See you then.